from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. International leaders are condemning a gas attack in Syria allegedly carried out by Syrian government or Russian warplanes on a rebel-held town in northern Syria, killing at least 58 people and injuring more than 200 others, some critically. Jeff Custer reports.
Syrian opposition activists describe the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war. And the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, called it a horrifying massacre. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer condemned the attack and suggested the Obama administration shares some of the blame.
Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution. President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. The Assad government in Damascus did not respond formally to the gas attack allegations, but has repeatedly denied its warplanes carry out raids with chemical weapons. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Abajan Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with several of the dozens of injured in critical condition. Please look at our website at voanews.com.